Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor at that website. With me, so is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Big week in comic book movie news. I don't know if that's true.
Let's find out.
Okay, yeah, good.
Yeah. The Wonder Woman director.
Yes.
I'm excited for this movie.
Okay.
It comes out in whatever
also,
year it is.
I am also, yes.
Yeah, they say that the person most likely to do that movie is Michelle McLaren, and she's worked on, like, Breaking Bad and as a director and, like, Game of Thrones and stuff.
Huh.
Which I think is a good choice.
Yes.
I don't know which episodes in particular, but I don't think I've ever seen a bad episode of either of those shows.
Correct.
Or do you not like the Fly episode?
No, I like The Fly. I was actually going to say, did she direct The Fly episode? But I know she didn't. It was somebody else. It was Vince Gilligan,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, that was famous. Ryan Johnson.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's great.
Yeah.
I think that's a good choice, if that's true or not true. It's like up in the air.
Sure. You
know? I don't know. Have we ever, like...
Is that a reliable source?
Yes. Oh, there was. Like, I went through a few. There was that Christian... doesn't matter. There was a Christian website I saw it on, and there was a bunch of others.
Yep.
I trolled.
Great.
Trolled?
No. Trolled.
Trolled. I trolled a bunch of...
Hey, Christian idiots. How do you like this?
All right. Christoph Waltz,
yes,
they
I'm aware
say,
of him.
Is...
He's going to be a villain in something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the new Bond villain,
there
they
we go.
Say.
I know things.
What are you were all over it.
And he's that vague where they're like, we're going to take this back to the roots of Bond. He's going to be a man, and he's going to be tough and evil. You know, remember that press release?
Yeah,
it was awful.
That's right. It was. I reckon they're going to do Blofeld.
Okay. All right.
Because I think now's the time we introduce Blofeld, because he's now... It's taken him
They've
three...
They've reset it back to
yeah,
the start.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's taken him three movies, but he's finally at the start of James Bond's career properly.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's what they're going to do.
Okay, Blofeld, yep. All right.
Because Blofeld can look like anyone, really.
True,
he has all
yeah.
the surgery and whatever.
Yeah, yeah. All he needs is the shaved head and the bung eye. So.
I feel like as well, is that just... It's not really that inspired casting, Christoph Waltz.
He's a good actor.
He's great. I think he's amazing. But wouldn't you rather go with somebody lesser known? And like...
Oh, that's a good point, actually.
Like, you know the guy who was the Mads Mikkelsen in Casino Royale?
Mads Mikkelsen. He played Mads Mikkelsen
yes,
in Casino Royale. I remember that.
Yeah, I like he was pretty... Well, he you know was relatively unknown then. He's way more famous
well,
now.
Well, I was going to say, it's probably quite easy to... Because Blofeld is sort of a cliche now, that
yeah.
character.
He's Dr. Evil.
He's Dr. Evil, yeah, exactly. I would say that you need a good actor so he doesn't come off as a cartoon.
Yes.
So Christoph Waltz may be a good idea, but at the same time... You might be right in that you get Christoph Waltz in the role, and it's like Christoph Waltz doing a parody of that character.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I'm saying, man.
All right.
You're all over it.
So this isn't good or bad news. Who knows?
Look, if it's true, it'll be great.
Great.
If it's not true...
Also great.
Also great.
Great.
Have you heard about the what's going on with the Fantastic Four at the moment?
Which part? Why is that film not out yet? Didn't they finish filming it or something?
They finished filming it without, like, most people knowing it had started.
Yeah, I remember
us,
that.
Even though
yeah.
we do a podcast specifically
sure, yeah.
on this. And the latest... Well, this isn't a rumor. This is true. Toby Kebbell, who plays... is going to be playing Doctor Doom.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. I know where this is.
Yeah. yeah. He's apparently the Doctor Doom he's playing is not called Victor Von Doom. His name is Viktor Domashev, who's an antisocial programmer who posts under their online handle Doom.
Awful. There we go.
Look.
I'm calling it. It's awful.
It's hard to defend this movie, like in some of the choices that it's made, right?
Uh-huh.
I think there's a good chance that it still could be a good movie based on the director and, you know,
uh-huh,
the cast.
Yeah.
I think the cast is solid.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you're not doing yourself any favors by like doing things like this. Don't change Doom.
Exactly.
Just leave, like, it works.
He's a guy in an armored suit, with a cape, and the whatever. Yeah.
And he's like runs his own, you know, little country.
He's yet
and whatever.
To be impressive in any Fantastic Four movie.
That's
right?
True.
Or scary or any. He's just a. You can just get him with teamwork.
Yeah, just get him with teamwork, which is what will happen here, and I'm assuming.
The Fantastic Four in the comics are all about like massive cosmic scale events and stuff like that, and time and space and dimensions.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a programmer.
Yes. And this is, this is all like, the focus is more kind of grounded in reality and family.
Ugh.
And
don't like it.
Look, I think I think it's probably not going to be a great Fantastic Four movie, but I think there's still a chance it'll be a good movie. And regardless, people will want it the right.
I mean, there's still
back.
A chance any movie will be a good movie until it comes out.
Sure.
It's the Schrodinger's cat of movies. Will it be good or not? We don't know until you pays you $20 or whatever.
That's
and then
it. That's
it's
exactly
bad.
It. Mm. So yeah, that's news, isn't it?
Yes.
All right.
Arguably, it's news. Yes.
We're burning through this.
Burning through this.
Do you know Daniel Bruhl? Bruhl.
No.
Don't know how to pronounce that. He's in. Did you see Inglourious Basterds?
Yes.
He's the sniper who gets the movie made about him.
Oh yes.
He was also in Rush, which I haven't seen, which is apparently amazing, with Chris Hemsworth and their race car drivers, and they're like, "Who's the better race car driver? Handsome Chris Hemsworth or horribly scarred Daniel Bruhl?"
Is it Chris Hemsworth?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Probably is though.
Sure.
I mean, yeah.
So yeah, but anyway,
unless it's a Cool Runnings kind of situation where they're both approaching the finish line and both their cars flip over and they just get out and they walk to the finish line together,
hand in hand.
Yep.
I think that's the end of Talladega Nights you're thinking of.
Right. Whichever.
Yeah, but he's joined the cast of Captain America: Civil War in a villainous role. Not the main villain.
Yep.
But a villainous role.
Okay.
Apparently, though, they've said that there's a possibility that he will be the main villain in Doctor Strange.
Oh.
So. People's thoughts are Baron Zemo.
Okay, yep, I can say that. But why would that be the villain in Doctor Strange?
Yeah. Well, who else would you put in?
Civil War.
Well, he's got, what's his thing? He's got that headband.
Well, if he's a bit part.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm going to look him up and I see what he looks like. What's the name again?
Baron Zemo.
No, the actor's name.
Daniel Bruhl. Bruhl.
Okay, he looks like a regular man. Good. The third Google image search is Chris Hemsworth, so that's good.
Yep.
Look, he could be anybody, right?
Well, yeah.
Seems like a clean-cut young man.
He's got a German kind of accent. I don't know whether he's from Germany, but he's European. So, you know.
Who could be both a Civil War and a Doctor Strange villain?
That's a really good question.
Fin Fang Foom.
Yes!
Dragon. Giant dragon, Fin Fang Foom. He is German.
Okay, great. So there you go. German villain news this week.
Yeah, there we go.
Is Christoph Waltz Austrian?
Hitler. He could be Hitler.
Great. Let's just move on, I guess.
Right.
But there's more Captain American news.
Okay, I'm ready.
They say that Badass Digest has mentioned that Sebastian Stan, who plays the Winter Soldier,
yes.
They say that he's going to have a major role in Civil War and he's a central character in it.
He's probably playing the Winter Soldier.
Look, it's hard to say. But I think... It's not hard to say. You're right.
It's
but
definitely that.
It's but it's interesting that he's not kind of a smaller part because there's a lot going on in that movie with Iron Man going up against Tony Stark and all the other, you know, Marvel heroes and whatever. So I guess he's going to be his like right hand man or arm metal.
Oh,
arm
I get
man.
It. I get your little fly there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's good.
Maybe.
I'd like to see more of him.
You say that Iron Man versus Captain America will be a big part of it. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll just be like a little cutscene. Maybe it'll be the post-credit sequence. Like, it'll just be an unrelated... And then at the post-credit sequence, it'll be like... Just Tony Stark and Captain America at a bar, and they're like, I don't agree with your policies. Well, I don't agree with yours.
Slap, 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 slap.
Agree
slap.
To disagree. And then they leave.
That'd be pretty great. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, they obviously do change these stories quite a bit, but...
Uh-huh.
But it'd be good. He wasn't... You know, he's not a lot... He's not heaps in Winter Soldier.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but he's great in it.
I get the sense this is going to be a long one.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Last bit of Marvel news.
I'm calling it.
Last bit of Marvel news for this week. According to Deadline, the Russo, you know the Russo brothers?
Yes.
They did the Captain America and they're doing Civil War. They're building up their Marvel cred with this all-star outing and apparently they're going to take the reins of the Avengers franchise from Joss Whedon. So possibly Avengers 3 and 4... That will probably shoot back to back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So Infinity War 1 and 2.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Russo's.
Yeah. Great. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. I mean, if Joss Whedon was stepping out for whatever reason, then that's...
Hang on, the Russo brothers are Winter Soldier, right?
Winter Soldier. Okay, and Civil War. They'll do Civil War.
Civil War as well, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, they've only done one, but Joss Whedon's also done one. But Joss Whedon's probably directed more stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Russos, if we're talking Winter Soldier...
Yeah.
That's more ground level stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of big stuff in that film.
Yeah.
Mostly helicarriers.
Yes.
But okay, but I have faith in them being able to expand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They can do cosmic stuff. Why
yeah,
not?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Also, James Gunn said, this is just off the top of my head, said this week that the Guardians 2 won't lead directly into Infinity Wars. It's very much going to be kind of separate.
Okay.
Because I think they learned from the mistake of Iron Man 2 where you can't just make a movie which is just a trailer for another movie.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So I think that's a good idea. I'm sure they're linked because everything's linked, Mason,
mm-hmm.
in movies and life.
Yeah.
Mm,
okay. Serendipity.
Yes, exactly.
Great. Serendipity is part of the Marvel Universe. I don't know if you know that film.
Last bit of news. I saved the best for last.
We'll see about that, but go ahead.
There's a new Wolfman movie in 2017.
You didn't save the best to last.
Should I have opened with that?
Let's just get through this. All right.
That's all. That's it.
Huh.
So
there's nobody attached to star or director?
No. Nah. Well, the last one was in
Benicio 2010. Benicio del Toro and...
No, he's not. He's Anthony not
Hopkins.
Back.
Hopkins coming back?
That was...
Is it a modern... Because we can't... They can't do old-time
Victorian
Wolfman.
Era, because they
That's
just
done.
Did it. Yeah.
So this will be modern era, so it's going to be really bad.
Yeah.
One
but then again, American Werewolf in London.
Yes.
Actually, that's kind of boring.
Yep, correct.
But then it's really amazing in the last 10 minutes.
Okay, sure.
Don't you remember?
Maybe that instead of... releasing a new Wolfman
is it
film,
in London or
they
Paris?
They can release the last 10 minutes of that film.
Yes. Again. Is it London or Paris, that movie? Or am I thinking of a vampire
one.
In Brooklyn with Eddie Murphy?
You're thinking of vampire... Yeah, you're thinking of a weird mashup of Vampire in Brooklyn and Dracula 2000.
Okay.
That you're thinking of. But with a werewolf.
But with a werewolf, yeah, exactly. Ah, that was an interesting movie, wasn't it? American whatever in London or France.
Do you mean the original one from the
70s? The one from the 80s.
Don't
you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
He gets bitten in the Scottish Highlands and he goes back to the city and then he kind of spends the whole movie just sweating.
Yeah, there's a lot of pasty nudity
in
that film. Yeah.
And then and then 10 minutes to go, he turns into a wolf and just
slaughters the town.
Slaughters the town and then, spoiler alert.
It ends in blue. It ends with the song Blue Moon.
Yeah, then they machine gun him to death.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Then it cuts Blue to Blue Moon. Moon. Yeah. Pretty great.
Pretty great. But wasn't there a recent remake of that? I think there was an American Werewolf in Paris remake.
Oh, okay.
Like 5 or 6 years ago or something.
No, I'm not sure.
I mean, there's no way to look that up, so don't worry about
finally,
it.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally we had something at our fingertips to...
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well. So that's all the news for this week. We kind of burnt through that.
We breezed through that. We blazed through it, if you know what I mean. Blazed through it. Yeah.
Well, look, what we're going to talk about this week, though, basically...
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
Well, we did a Let's Play video, didn't we?
We did. Oh, they're popular on the internet.
They are, apparently.
Yeah.
I
bet they're a breeze to make and edit as well, aren't they? Hey,
they're certainly not.
Oh,
they are certainly not. But yesterday we played Justice League Task Force, and I put together it's a bit over 20 minutes of the video of us playing, cut down from like an hour. Uh-huh. It's just the best bits.
Just the best bits. The solid gold.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just the bits where the game wasn't freezing. And,
yep.
Yeah.
Bits where the controllers were working and the buttons were mapped to actually do things.
I left that bit in.
Great. Fantastic.
But yeah, we had a lot of fun doing it. And the idea...
Did we? No, we did.
No, we... Look, the game's not good, but I think we enjoyed...
I bet there's a lot of footage of us just flipping over one another. Just lots of flips. Because that's mostly my move, is just flipping
over. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. So the idea is, that's going to go up on my regular YouTube channel like in a week or so.
Uh-huh.
But that's up on our Patreon page.
Like right now,
exactly.
Ooh.
Like if you've already donated, then it's at the link that gets sent out. So basically, if you donate, you get access to a second YouTube channel where it is right now.
Love it.
And you can watch that right now.
Patreon.com/MrSunnyMovies.
Exactly. If you donate any amount of money, and like we said, the amount that if you want to donate, it's whatever falls out of your pocket and you're comfortable. We say that a lot.
We do,
it's whatever you're comfortable with, or not at all, because this will be... You will be able to see it in a week or so, even if you can't afford it or
absolutely,
don't want to. So, yeah.
And it's great?
Yeah.
Question mark. Okay, good.
So, look.
I actually did have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We should get better controllers, though.
Nah.
All I'm saying.
Nah.
Can we use Xbox controllers on that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Okay, I don't have Xbox controllers. You got some Xbox controllers?
I have one for some reason. I'm not a very social gamer, so I have one
Actually,
Xbox
I've only got one PlayStation controller. Huh. So, yeah.
Maybe they work together?
That seems complicated.
Okay, well, I'll bring over my one Xbox controller and we'll see. Wireless? Let's end this out.
You know what? I'll get some better USB ones or something. But yeah, thank you to those who donated and thank you to those who will donate. But this week we thought, let's talk about some video games that have played.
Oh yes.
Wish we played some of our favorite or least favorite video games that we've played based on comic books.
Love it.
Things as it's not even 15 minutes and we're up to, we burned through the news. Maybe there wasn't a lot of news this week.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, my previous statement that it was a great week for comic book movie news has been proven false.
Yes.
Maybe it's a great week because there wasn't any Batman versus Superman news.
Sure, we didn't waste
none of that.
Yeah, we didn't waste more of people's time this week.
Yeah, correct.
So, yeah. Hmm. But yeah, why don't we start, do you want to talk a little bit about Justice League Task Force?
Yes.
Okay, so it's
behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's from the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Street Fighter-esque fighting game. It's more Street Fighter than Mortal Kombat, would
yes,
you say?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
I don't remember it even coming out when I was a kid.
I remember it coming out. I remember wanting the reviews to be good because I saw the ad.
Yeah.
But they were not good.
Even then.
Even then, yeah. And I didn't end up playing it. So
yeah, yeah.
First time. And boy, does it maybe hold up. It doesn't. Spoiler alert, not a good game.
There's like eight or so characters you could choose from.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, your standard kind of... And then there's some weird villain choices, which you probably won't spoil.
No. For starters, there's a very small villain lineup.
Yes.
You'd think there'd be more.
Yes.
But there isn't.
Well, there is only like eight characters. But I guess it's the mid-90s.
Oh,
like,
man.
Because like the old...
Good
like,
games came out in the mid-90s.
True.
I can't think of any right now.
But the old Street Fighter games, like originally there was eight characters. Like the first Street Fighter
2. Right, but they were all those characters were morally ambiguous.
That's true.
You didn't know anything about them.
Yeah.
But in this game, it's just you as a superhero fighting all the other superheroes.
In the most convoluted scenario.
Correct.
Yeah. Nonsensical kind of story of all time.
Yes.
But there was no storylines for anything like then, really, was there? There was, but that was kind of...
For a fighting game.
For a fighting game, yeah. But even then, the fighting game now storylines aren't great. They're better. Like, the Injustice storyline is good enough that there's a pretty decent comic spun off it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Video game storytelling has got more complicated, but I still feel like it's got a long way to go.
Mm.
As opposed to just scrolling text and the start of Justice League Task Force, which is just a spinning newspaper.
Yep.
It says...
But in many ways, that's the best narrative device. I think they should bring that back.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, look, if you want to check that out, yeah, it's on the Patreon page. Patreon.com/MrSundayMovies and go for it. But have you got any classic childhood games other than Justice League Task Force that you'd like to get around to playing again?
Look, I don't know if it's going to hold up.
Sure. Because the show's called Never Go Back, by the way, the video game series that we're doing, because you shouldn't ever go back to anything. Films, movies, music, less so. I think music holds up, like classic music
does
holds
it?
Up more.
Give me an example.
Bob Dylan.
No. Like, give me an example from your adolescence. Blink 182.
Yeah, still yeah. Hold fair up? Yeah, no, not really. I like Blink 182. What about...
I think Damn It is a classic, like one of the classic pop songs.
Yeah, yeah.
But the rest of it,
okay.
Maybe not.
What about East 17?
The British boy band, yes. No.
Metallica, early 90s Metallica. Early to mid-90s Metallica.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
All right. You've proven me wrong with early to mid-90s Metallica.
So what's the game, though? What was the game that you said holds up?
The first... Oh, I don't know if it does hold up. The first superhero video game I played was Batman the Movie.
The
Amiga 500.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was...
Was that the one with the wall climb? Or was that the Nintendo version?
No, that was the Nintendo version.
Okay.
So in the 90s, all movie tie-in games were exactly the same.
Yes.
Platform level, driving level, puzzle level, driving level, platform level, end.
Punch the Joker. Regardless of the game.
Regardless of the game. Even if there was no driving in the movie, they'd put in a driving level.
Yep, yep.
Even if everything in the movie was incredibly straightforward, puzzle level.
Yep. Like a Dick Tracy puzzle or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So you start in the Axis Chemical Plant. You're Batman.
Yep, good.
None of it's moral ambiguity. You don't get to play as the Joker or anything, right?
You really set the scene.
I've set the scene.
Chemical plant, Batman. You are Batman.
Yep.
Got it.
You can walk along slowly. You have an unlimited number of batarangs that you can throw. There's no punching. There's no elbows and knees. None of that.
Okay.
He's a physical weakling.
It's a shooter then.
Yeah, more or less. It's a platform shooter.
Platform shooter, like a Contra kind of.
Yeah, because you're a weakling like Michael Keaton. like 80s Michael Keaton would be. Like...
Not modern day Michael Keaton.
No, he's tough and wiry.
It's weird. Yeah. Weirdly tough. Yeah.
So you could throw batarangs. You could grapple up. You had a grappling hook that you could up or at angle.
Okay.
You could go up and you could drop down from platforms.
What year was this? Like
this would have been
late 80s,
89 or 90, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And essentially, you navigated your way through an incredibly complicated chemical plant.
Yep.
And then you hit Jack Napier with a batarang. Like, deliberately, and then falls into a
Is that a cutscene, or do you do it?
No, you actually do it.
So, do they make you do it, where it just stands there until you throw it?
Well, he just shoots at you until you do
it. Oh, okay, so yeah.
So you batarang him, and then he falls into a vat of toxic waste. And then he's a joke. There's some cutscenes. There's a Joker. You Batmobile around. There's like a 3D racing game through the streets of Gotham.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Okay.
Then you've got
By 3D, do you mean pseudo 3D?
Yeah, pseudo 3D.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Fast-paced fun. Great.
Yeah.
And then there is, you know, your puzzle game because you've got to determine the Joker's poison, blah, 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 whatever. Yep. Then you're in the Batwing. You're flying around.
Ah, man, this sounds great.
Pretty good. Yeah. Again, see what happens when you're a kid. Your mind fills in all the blanks.
Yeah,
like your imagination fills it all in.
Definitely.
So I imagine the animation now woeful.
Yes.
But yeah, so you're in the batarang. You're going down the joke. You're going down the.
You're
main
in a batarang.
The batwing. I'm sorry. And then you're driving. You're flying down the main street. You know when the Joker's at the parade.
You're cutting balloons?
You're cutting balloons. Oh. You're cutting balloons in 3D.
This sounds like one of the most... Because the games back then usually weren't accurate to the storyline.
No.
Like, I know Star Wars on Super Nintendo...
Star Wars. There was a platform level. Then there was a driving level. Then there was a puzzle level.
But, like, the original Star Wars on Nintendo, there's a bit where you fight Darth Vader and he just transforms into a scorpion. And it's what? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a metaphor?
Yeah. It's definitely
basically, so you cut the balloons, you bear down on the Joker. Then what happens?
Then you go to the cathedral at the end.
Do you get to shoot at him?
Wait, listen. Oh, no, you don't get to shoot at him.
Okay,
no,
you just crash.
You don't see the Joker, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then...
How's the music?
I don't know. Like that. You know, they're all the same.
Sure.
Yeah. And then it's the last level, it's the platform level. You go up an incredibly complicated cathedral.
Yeah.
And then you get to the roof... And the Joker is escaping on a helicopter. You shoot your grappling hook diagonally at him. You knock him off. He falls hundreds of feet to his death. It's pretty good.
Is Vicky Vale there?
Vicky Vale, I think, gets like a pixelated static kind of cutscene.
Okay, sure.
Kind of thing,
Where she's like, why did you do that? Why did you kill him?
Yes, exactly. Oh boy, I'm looking at some stills now and it is not.
Yeah, well look... In all honesty,
it's pretty good, actually.
That sounds pretty great. You know what they should do more of in video games?
Platform level, driving level, puzzle level, driving level,
no,
platform
just,
level.
Why not just make... Do you remember they made a From Russia With Love video game? Which was the From Russia With Love movie with Sean Connery.
Yes.
And they made it like 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember
And it's like
that.
A third-person shooter. Uh-huh.
Did it have the voice of Sean Connery?
It had the voice of Sean
there
Connery. It was like the last time
so
he did
So what we want to do is you want to have a movie, you want to wait 30 years... Then you want to hope that the star of the movie hasn't died, and then you get him to do the voice.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why not make Batman 89 as a video game now?
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. They did it with the Warriors. You know, they made that Warriors.
Yeah.
Rocksteady made that Warriors video game.
Yeah.
But I don't, because I feel like as well, I'd like a modern kind of Star Wars game where you actually play Star Wars.
Yeah.
Not just like you play the Hoth base and then you kind of go off and do something else.
Uh-huh.
I want to see, like, progression through, like, they used to, like, Super Star Wars on Super
totally,
Nintendo on that. Why can't they do that?
Because there's no money in it.
Yeah.
Who's going to buy a Batman 89 video game? Besides me.
Good
hundreds
point.
Of times.
Yeah. No, you know what, though? If it's good, people will buy it, regardless.
How about this? How about this sweet screenshot? That's what it looked like.
That's actually
this
not bad.
Platform level. And yet, when you've got your irritating bad guy who keeps shooting at you all the time, you remember Bob from the movie?
I remember
One of the
Bob.
Villains, Bob.
Yeah.
He's always throwing your hand grenades. There's a constant drip of toxic waste from a lot of...
Got to be careful.
Yeah, pretty good.
Is that in the chemical plant?
That's in the chemical
okay,
plant.
Yeah.
It's in the cathedral.
It's not in the cave. It's not the bat cave.
Yeah.
With the static cutscenes, is it actually Michael Keaton?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Does it go...
It does go... Do. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. Well, it is fantastic. What's that on the Amiga?
Amiga 500.
I might have trouble kind of getting footage from that. That's but right. No, I'd love to play that.
Okay.
Not like for any other reason than... Like, I wouldn't play it in my spare time.
You think about it though, right?
Yeah,
you
sure.
Just think about it before you go to bed every night.
Drive me mad until I played it.
Yes.
You look like you're just taking a trip down memory lane with those Google
images.
Oh, so
many memories. Ah, oh, so good. Oh, edit around this or something.
You know what, though?
You want. Yes?
I would probably recommend to you do not play that again.
Yeah.
Keep that in your mind.
Mm.
Keep it as a memory.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I'm done. I'm done reminiscing silently to no one.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, well, I got one for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
I think we're going to do this one as well. It's called, you'd probably know, it was on the Sega Mega Drive, I think, and Super Nintendo. It was called Spider-Man and Venom Maximum Carnage.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Side-scroller beat-em-up. Did you have this one or play it?
No, but I remember the comic book series.
Okay,
It went for a really long
time. Was it really 90s?
Yeah.
How extreme was it?
Well, Carnage was in it, so it was really 90s.
Yeah. Carnage is a good guy now or something.
No, sure.
No,
not.
They're changing it up.
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody eventually becomes an anti-hero. That's how it works.
Yeah, I guess so,
despite how many people they've
murdered. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, he was a proper serial killer.
Oh, yeah. Like, he was like, you thought Phantom was bad.
And his name was Cletus.
Yes.
So he's a redneck serial killer. Apologies to any listeners called Cletus.
Or rednecks or serial killers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was... I never owned this, but I played this a lot at a friend's house.
Uh-huh.
It was just basically a side-scroller where you pick a Spider-Man or Venom, and you just walk through, and you can do a little web swing. It's kind of, if you ever played Streets of Rage or any you know, Final Fight or Fight? Is that the one?
Yeah.
That's a side scroller, yeah. Any of those, then you just walk along, thugs come out, and you punch them as Spider-Man or as Ben. But I remember, and I think it was this Spider-Man game, because there was like five of them on the Super Nintendo. There was, I can't remember the names of them. There was a move that blew my mind, where if there was a thug on either side of you, you grab them both by the scruff of the neck and you bash their heads together over your head.
Right.
It's pretty great.
Uh-huh.
Don't remember much else about it, but I remember loving it at the time. And I'd love to do that one again, even though it's probably terrible.
And you'd love to grab two people just in real life and crack their heads together above
that's
you.
That's yeah, right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Mm. Spider-Man, I think, has had a decent run in video games.
Yes. I remember, just as a side note, I played, there was some Spider-Man games on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
They were super great.
Which one in particular?
Spider-Man 1. The first one.
The first one.
There was platforming.
There was a bit where drive a spider car.
Drive the spider car. Solve a puzzle.
Kill the Joker.
Kill the Joker. Exactly. There was, you fight all the classic villains.
Yeah.
You fight all them.
Oh, great.
Pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Uh-huh. I mean, it was in yellow and grey, but...
Have you tried to look at a Game Boy recently? Like, they're very, like, you look at it, you're like, oh, it's tough. It's like looking at a Game & Watch.
Oh, yeah, I guess
like,
so, yeah,
compared
true.
To, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know what? There's some good kind of, if you emulate Game Boy games, they're quite clear.
Yeah, totally.
They just do them black and white, and they're quite clear and, you know, easy to play. There's actually, the first Spider-Man on Game Boy Advanced is also really good. Mm-hmm. This is from, 2002. It's like there's a platforming level, and there's a, you know, the web swinging is quite good. It's quite kind of dynamic, and it follows the movie, and it's, if you've got a Game Boy Advance, or, you know, I would say check it out, man.
Yeah, or just torrent 1,000 Game Boy Advance games or whatever you can do, you know?
Exactly.
I got a while back, like a little, it was like $20 or something. It's like a little Sega Genesis Mega Drive, like a little portable.
Oh, you got one of those. Yeah.
And you can, you just download, there's like a torrent for like 900.
Yeah.
There were 900 Genesis Mega Drive games. Crazy.
A lot of them must be like the Japanese version or the English version, though, I'd imagine.
No, there's a lot of this.
Okay,
a lot, yeah.
Cool.
But the dilemma of that, because it's a fun novelty, because it's like, it's this tiny little.
Is it like a Genesis controller?
Yeah, sort of.
Can you actually plug, is it that one that you can plug a cartridge into the top?
No.
Okay.
No, it's like,
because you can get that. It's like a Genesis, like a
portable Genesis. I remember that,
Genesis. Yeah.
It's better than that. but the problem is, if you download 900 games, every game gets 10 seconds of playtime.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Like, right. Oh, I remember
next.
This one. That's fun. Next. Exactly, yeah.
There was a Sega Mega Drive collection on the PSP.
In Australia, we call the Genesis the Mega Drive.
It's called the Genesis.
Just so anybody
is confused. Yeah, and there was one called Comic Zone.
I remember Comic Zone.
And I only played it, you know, a few years ago. But it's a guy who's a comic book artist, and he gets dragged into his comic book.
Oh, yes, sure.
And then the way it's
then the rest of it, he's like, oh, I wish I'd made my characters more interesting. This is lame.
He's such an extreme 90s dude. If you look up Comic Zone.
Yeah, he's got a ponytail.
He's got a ponytail.
I think he's got cargo shorts.
Yeah.
I think he's got cargo shorts and a cargo vest. And like little John Lennon glasses.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
But the way it works is you basically fight your way through comic book panels.
Yeah.
And it's quite difficult. But like you'll punch a bad guy and he'll fly through a comic book panel into another panel.
Uh-huh.
Like it's pretty inventive for the time. It didn't sell well because I think it was towards the end of the Genesis life.
Yeah,
the Mega Drive life, as we call it in Australians. But yeah. Did you ever play that one?
No.
At the time, yeah.
I was thrown off by the ponytail and the little glasses. Yeah. Oh, so good.
Did you ever play the Spider-Man games on the PlayStation 2?
No, but you love them. You won't shut up about them.
Spider-Man 1, not as good. Still voice of Tobey Maguire. The interesting thing about that game is, though,
is he phoning it in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, great, good.
Bruce Campbell does the tutorial, which is great. He's not phoning it in.
Right,
or he
is,
and I can't tell.
Yeah.
But
he's a pro. He might be phoning it in, but he is good.
The web swinging is just, you know, you swing from nowhere. And you can't go below a certain height of the city or you just drop to your death.
Right.
And it's fine. But when you beat the game, you get to play as Harry Osborn, Green Goblin.
Oh, yes.
And you can replay the whole mission, and it's set after Spider-Man 1, where you go through and you're on the glider, and you can play and the story's slightly tweaked. And so you do the whole thing again as Harry Osborn on the glider.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, it's
so you can't
amazing.
Fall to your death because you're flying all the time.
You can get off the glider whenever you want.
Okay.
It just disappears
to
your death.
Right.
Yeah. But I just thought that was really interesting that they got a lot of, you know, they basically, there's two games in that. I mean, they're essentially the same game, but with very different mechanics.
Uh-huh.
So that's cool.
Yeah, there's a few, I think the Spider-Man games especially are okay with going off script or going like, you know, you saw Green Goblin, and you saw, you know, Dr. Octopus in these films.
Mm.
Now here's our interpretation of all the other villains.
Exactly.
And stuff like
here's
that.
The Shocker and whatever. Which brings me to Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
Which I love.
Oh, yes.
And it's probably one of my favorite video games of all time. For the web swinging alone.
Oh, yes.
I don't understand why they haven't been able to replicate it since.
Uh-huh.
It's really bizarre.
It's weird when somebody perfects a mechanic, and then you don't just see that forever.
And it's weird that
we'll talk about Batman later.
Everybody loved that mechanic as well.
Uh-huh.
And that a follow up game, Ultimate Spider-Man, which was based on the comic, which is a cel shaded kind of Spider-Man game. They sort of used it, but they dumbed it right down.
Right.
So it's not as good. I think maybe it was too complicated. But when you got the knack of it, it was just amazing.
I see. Right.
Like
right.
amazing.
So it was not an idiot proof mechanic.
No,
like
if
you don't understand sort of some sort of basic physics, you couldn't get it.
Yeah, whatever. Probably.
Well, see, that'd be it. That's why it hasn't come back.
Yeah,
because there would have been for every person who's swinging around the city, going, "I love this. This feels real and right, man."
Yeah,
right. There's 100 people who are just stuck at the first screen of the game, going, "Why can't I swing the webs?" right? And so they've had to dumb it down for them.
Yeah. Also, that game now kind of looks terrible.
Right, of course.
Because it's an open world PS2 game and everyone's head looks like a block.
Yeah.
But again, cast, they got the full cast there, I think. Or it might be just Tobey Maguire, but in it, there's little question marks as well that gives you hints and stuff. Uh-huh. And again, that's Bruce Campbell, and there's hundreds of them.
Huh.
So you come across...
So there's hundreds of Bruce Campbell, sweet Bruce Campbell dialogue.
Yeah. The combat's not great. Yep. The story's Spider-Man 2 with a little bit extra, but there's some really amazing segments in it, especially when they let you go open world.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to chase somebody down in the city or, you know, like a... You know, you stop random crimes, like there might be a car out of control, uh-huh. and you got to catch it
and then
flip onto the bonnet and then punch it till it stops.
Sure.
And it's really amazing.
And then sometimes there might be a loose baby carriage and it's flowing, running down the city and it's going to get in the traffic. So you got to grab it and punch it until it stops.
So yeah, I think that game, the web swinging definitely holds up. Not the whole thing,
uh-huh.
but that web swinging mechanic is great.
Yeah.
Have you got another one that you like?
Okay, I'll cast your mind back to 1993.
I'm there.
Yeah, okay. How about... Because you were talking about side-scrolling beat-em-ups and Final Fight and stuff like that. Yeah. Capcom were kind of the king of the side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Yes.
And in 1993, they produced the Punisher arcade game. I don't know if you play that at all?
Never played it. I know it.
Okay, well, it was two players.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Punisher, second player is going to be...
Purple Punisher.
Incorrect. Guess again.
Who else would there be? He doesn't have any friends.
Correct, he doesn't have any friends. So they got Nick Fury for some reason.
Okay,
he's the second character.
That's probably That's fair. That's a good.
But when have they ever teamed up?
Never.
Never exactly.
But I guess Nick Fury would reluctantly do it.
I guess
like, nobody
so.
Else would. Like, Spider-Man wouldn't go along with it.
Uh-huh.
Like they've done stuff together before, but as we've mentioned before, everybody in the Marvel Universe hates the Punisher.
Yeah, I mean you can't side-scroll with him down the streets, the gritty streets of New York.
No.
The gritty streets that you don't normally hang out in because you're web-swinging above him.
Yeah.
You can't just hang out with him while he riddles people with balls. And you could because there was a lot of gunplay. Do you ever play the Alien vs. Predator?
I did.
Game?
That was great.
It was sort of a precursor to that.
Yeah.
Where there was beat-em-ups and whatever and you could pick up weapons and stuff, but there was a lot of... You had a gun and... At almost all times you had a gun.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of shooting.
Did everyone else have guns?
Everybody had guns, man.
Okay, cool.
Oh, no, some people just had knives. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Especially when it's the Punisher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, anyways, pretty great. You fought robots. You fought thugs. You fought the Kingpin.
Sweet.
You fought, what are those guys? Robot guys.
Astronauts.
Yeah, you fought astronauts. Yeah. Oh, you fought the Reavers, which are like these...
From Serenity.
Yes. No, they were like X-Men villains. They were all cyborgs.
Okay.
One had like upper body but tank treads, you know. It's one of, you know, those kind
That's
of
real
guys.
Practical.
Yeah, yeah. Quite impractical.
So there was a Super Nintendo version of that as well, wasn't there?
There may very well have been.
Yeah.
Did Probably you not as good.
There was a PlayStation 2 Punisher game, which is apparently quite good.
That was brutal.
I never played it.
Uh-huh.
But
that actually had to be, I think they had... That had to be censored in a lot.
There are interrogation scenes.
Yes.
Where, like, you'll grab a bad guy, and they're littered everywhere, and there'll be, like, a buzzsaw sitting on a bench.
Uh-huh.
And you'll grab a guy's head, and you'll put him near it to get some information out of them, and then he'll give you the information, and then you just buzz his head in half.
Yeah.
But they made those black and white, the same way that Kill Bill, you know, cuts the black and white in that scene. Uh-huh. So that's I think that's how they got around it.
Huh.
I like to play that one, because I've never actually played it.
Mm.
But Punisher on arcade, hey?
Yeah. And the Punisher... Actually, talking about team-ups, that Punisher game, that was sort of this weird mishmash of, I guess, the Thomas Jane Punisher film.
Yeah.
But also the comic, because you could team up with, like, Iron Man and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think Thomas Jane actually voiced that.
Do you think he was phoning it in?
Yes.
I don't think he would have been. I think he would have been flush with
No,
him.
He's pretty good. Yeah. I'd like to see Thomas Jane do it again. But then again, Ray Stevenson was pretty great.
Yeah.
But I know you saw Dirty Laundry, the Punisher short.
Correct.
Yeah, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can't imagine they're in a hurry to bring the Punisher back because he's not a likable character.
Correct.
Because everybody else hates him. And
Disney's not bringing back the Punisher. You're
exactly.
Right.
And they never... Those movies never do well either.
Uh-huh. If you look closely here, here's a little promotional image for the Punisher arcade game. And here's the classic Punisher move that he does in all the comic books, which is grab a guy by the legs and swing him around. Right? Let's do the suplex.
That is classic Punisher.
Yeah,
do you like the classic Punisher outfit? White boots, black.
Yeah, he is in classic Punisher outfit.
I like it. I think it's cool.
I like it in the comic book context.
Like, yeah.
Like, this is a very cartoony kind of game.
It is, yeah.
It works. Not in real. I think in the comic book universe, if he did go back to you know, leotard, white boots, white gloves. People will be like, what's the deal with
this? Yeah, he's very kind of practical now, isn't he? Yeah, yeah. Like, he's got his skull shirt, but he's covered in, like, all sorts of other gear and whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm all for that, Mason.
Yeah, so
well, there was a lot of those kind of, like, there was a lot of X-Men kind of side-scrollery kind of
X-Men arcade. Like, if we're talking all the Marvel arcades, just those two, I think.
They were both good.
Yeah, the X-Men arcade game. See, these games were not, they weren't deep or anything, but they were fun and they were breezy. And
very colourful.
X-Men arcade, six players.
Okay, wow, that's
which was
great.
Why it was kind of rare, I think, because it's hard to get a six-player cabinet just anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it.
Wolverine, Cyclops, four Wolverine. Others. Wolverine again. Purple Wolverine.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, every game kind of followed a strict formula for, like, the side-scroller ones. You know, your Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
That one you could play as, like, a Marine and a Predator and a different Marine?
And a different Predator. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and your X-Men games and your Ninja Turtles and even, like, your Simpsons arcade. Sure. They all follow pretty much the same pattern. Uh-huh. But I have a lot of fondness for those kind of games.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. They're good fun. They're good times. Mm. Good memories.
This is another episode of Just Us Reminiscing
just
About Stuff.
Just thinking of things.
Just thinking of things, often just in our heads.
Yeah. We play this together. I played this to death, but I know you played it at my place. Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
Great game.
What an amazing game.
Yeah, totally.
PlayStation 2, maybe 2005-ish, maybe 2004. Mm-hmm. It's actually the people who made Prototype.
Yeah, I was going to... I'll mention that in a second.
It's clearly... Prototype has carried a lot of mechanics of the Hulk over. Mm. But the best thing about that game is, and what you can say about the best superhero games is, you feel like the Hulk. You run down the street and you don't get stuck on a tree or a car.
You don't get stuck on a lamppost or a fire hydrant or whatever.
You just barrel through everything. Yep. And if you're running towards a building, you just run up it.
Yes.
And you could leap hundreds and hundreds of meters, and basically you just time your jump so you'd land and then jump straight away, and you just bounce.
He was bouncy, but not in that rubbery, angry kind of Hulk.
No, way. And it was, and you'd be able to fight like mechs, and also like you'd grab a mech and like you have a punch.
You could grab a car and tear it in half, and then use each half of the car as a boxing glove.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So it was all things like that. There was a whole lot of mini games where like. You could pick up things. I remember there was a thing that was kind of shaped like a golf club.
A mini game where you could pick up things.
Yeah. And then you'd like, and then you'd basically, you know, there'd be like a golf kind of mini game. Or you could use that to just hit people. Uh-huh. And you can grab a person and just throw them like 200 meters.
Right.
Or you could like place them down and like pat them on the head. Like you could take a bus, smash it flat, and then
you
surf
could take
it.
A bus.
Yeah.
And just take a bus.
Take a bus, mate. And then just surf it through the streets. It was just such an amazing game. And even though, like, I find that with a lot of, we've talked about this before, but those Star Wars games, the most recent Jedi ones, he's got the 2 gallon Marek, what's his name?
Force Unleashed.
Like, you've got all these amazing powers, but everybody gets stronger and stronger, and you just feel like you're useless.
You're a chump,
at the end.
Yeah.
But even though the villains in this kind of get stronger and bigger, you still feel like the Hulk. And you still feel like you can do damage.
Right, exactly.
Like, throughout the entire thing. Like, you can jump onto a helicopter, like the front of a helicopter, and then just, like, smash it till it drops out of the sky.
Yeah.
It's just, it's such a good game. Mm. And although I haven't played it in probably about 5 years, I feel like that would still kind of hold up for now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Prototype.
Yeah.
Because that was did you play Infamous as well?
I did, yeah.
Which was better?
I finished Infamous, but I think Prototype was more fun.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's true.
I didn't finish Prototype.
Prototype, I felt the character was more versatile.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Like he could do more stuff.
He could do more stuff.
Yeah.
And again, he had that ultimate destruction mechanic where he had crazy powers.
They're very similar, those games. Mm. But I still prefer the Hulk to it. But even like, he's got the same kind of jumping mechanic in...
Yes.
Yeah, in that as you do the Hulk.
He's got run-up walls.
He's got run-up walls.
He's got, you know, you can run... You felt... That was a game where you felt very powerful in kind of a fun way. You could run, you know, 500 feet up a building, then leap off, and then just sort of glide through the city on, like, jets of your own blood.
Yeah.
Because he was... The character and Prototype had been affected by this weird virus, which altered all the cells in his body, and he was basically, you know, indestructible and super strong or whatever.
Yeah.
And you could basically... Yeah, you could float above the city and then you could, like, see a helicopter and you could lash out a tentacle and reel yourself into the helicopter and then kill the pilot and then fly the helicopter and then crash the helicopter and then, you know,
you're fired.
Yeah, run up another building, leap off, turn your hands into giant clubs, and then just do it like a cannonball on the top of a tank or whatever.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
So good.
Yeah.
There was also a good mechanic in that game where if you wanted to stealth, you could. You just go up and you absorb somebody and then you could take on their appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just walk through. And a lot of the time they'd know you were there, but they didn't know which one you were.
Right, yeah.
And that put a really interesting kind of spin on it. I never played Prototype 2, which is apparently
good.
It
was more of the same.
Okay, sure.
It was also good. I think the world was better.
Okay.
Because it was set...
You're a different guy, aren't you?
You are a different guy.
Like, you're more fun-loving?
No, not really.
Okay.
Because the previous guy killed your family.
Oh.
So, not really. But the world had moved on, like the world had degraded more.
Okay, sure.
So, and the world had a lot more character, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But mechanically, it was pretty much exactly the same.
Okay, sure.
It had more or less exactly the same powers. So.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, great.
But what powers?
Do you fight the guy from the first one at the end?
Yes.
Okay. Do you beat him?
I can't remember.
Probably.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Pretty good.
But on Infamous, again, these aren't based on comic books in particular. I thought Infamous was... I liked it enough.
Yes.
But not enough to play it again or play any of its sequels or...
Apparently some of the sequels are great.
Yeah.
First Light is one that's come out recently, which is excellent.
Second Son. Are you thinking of Second Son?
No, there's two.
Oh, there's two. There's okay. Two, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. First Light is better. Second Son has an incredibly irritating main character.
What? Isn't... Which is the one on PS4?
Second Son and First Light.
Okay, they're both. Okay, gotcha. What do you mean, like an irritating protagonist?
He's like a super unlikable kind of bro dude.
That does sound the worst.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm all for both of those games, Mason. Have you got another one that you love and that you want to marry?
Look, if I could, I would. Were you a fan of the Marvel vs. Capcom games?
Not really.
Oh, well.
Because there was a lot of flashing and then I get smashed. That's
right.
That's all I notice.
Uh-huh.
Often I'll go, like, when I go into that arcade, there'd be a guy who's been sitting there all day and you'd line up to fight this guy.
Oh, really?
And then he'd just wipe the floor with you at about... First, he'd give you, like, 10 seconds to kind of see what you'd do.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And then he'd realize, oh, this guy can't play. And then he'd just thump you. And this dude would have been, like, you know, 27 years old.
Right, right. Like, yeah, it's tough to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
I never really played versus in the arcade. Like, yeah. I would not challenge a guy in the arcade.
Okay, right.
I feel. I would wait for a quiet period in the arcade.
Yeah, yeah.
I would show up, I'd play the game.
Yeah.
Somebody came up to versus me, I'd just probably just die and just leave. Let him have it.
You didn't have that,
Let him have his fun.
You didn't have that, like, competitive kind of...
No, but I feel the Marvel versus Capcom games, you could, like, unless the other guy was an expert, you could survive on just, like, button mashing and
have a fun time.
Because it was all mayhem all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Did you have a favorite character in that, in particular?
Ooh. Probably Iron Man.
Sure. It's pretty good. He could fly and stuff, couldn't he?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Doctor Strange. There's a lot of great characters, especially in Capcom 3.
I've got that, actually, on my Vita.
Maybe play it then.
Yeah, and I have played
you
it a
miserable
bit.
Miserable bastard.
Yeah, it's just a whole lot of flashing. And I remember those one of those games, you get up to the last boss and it's just a guy who's like half a screen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's just swatting at you with his one giant head.
Uh-huh.
So, and I know, I find those games, I prefer the Mortal Kombat games because they're less complicated.
Oh, okay.
And maybe that's because I'm a simpleton, which I am.
Right, sure.
But I feel like the moves are way more complicated.
Argument here.
And you got to build like a meter, but you've got 2 meters and one builds a certain power and the other one builds something else. But then if you accidentally hit something, you use half of it and then so you didn't do your big super move that you should have used it for or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I mean, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're wrong. That's all I'm saying.
What about, I've talked about this before, Captain America the First Avenger.
Oh, yes.
Let's
throw in Wolverine Origins, because I know you love that one as well.
Never played it properly. I played it, but I don't own it.
I think you loved it.
I've
been paying attention to you and your life at all.
I don't own it, but apparently it's, you know, it's like a God of War clone.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like it, but I don't own it, and it's too late now, so I'm not going back.
Right.
But the good thing about that game was you start off in a singlet or whatever, and as you get damaged, it gets torn off, and, you know, your skin gets torn, and you heal back, and you can see it happening.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of a really cool mechanic. But it's like a God of War kind of, you know, kind of clone. But in a good way.
Right.
Some games do it better than others. Some do it worse than others. It's strange.
It is, isn't it? It's very strange. It's strange. Anyway, talk about the one you wanted.
Sure. Captain America the First Avenger. I've talked about this before. It's got combat like Arkham games.
Uh-huh.
The platforming feels very kind of like a QuickTime event.
Uh-huh.
It's like, kind of, did you ever play the Prince of Persia games on the PlayStation 2?
Very.
Loved them to death.
Okay, great.
But it's like a very simple version of that. Like you swing in a bar, you press A, you go to a different bar, you press A again, you go to a different bar. Like, you know, and the story's set in World War II, and you work your way through a whole lot of these villains, like, and it's voice of Chris Evans and whatever.
Phoning it in?
Doesn't seem to be.
Okay.
But I know that Chris Evans as well is a big fan of that video game, and he said he wanted the combat in Captain America 2,
yes,
not the video game, the movie, to be like that video game.
Interesting.
And I think they've actually
a little case of
that.
Life imitating art, or something,
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's a pretty solid game, and the shield gives it an interesting kind of mechanic. You know, you throw it and then it bounces and then you catch it, and sometimes
pretty
it doesn't
great.
Come back.
Yeah, uh-huh. Great. And you just have to play the rest of the game with no shield.
Without the shield, right. Yeah.
I was going to say, favorite character in those Marvel games, Iron Man, because he's got the proton cannon.
Summons
it out of nowhere.
It's like this giant...
It's a giant cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remembered that.
Well, sweet.
Yeah. Also, in the that's actually from the comic books, but it's not a proton cannon, it's an acid cannon.
It just shoots acid.
Yeah. It's a giant acid
just
cannon.
Just filled with acid,
yeah. He was on a... He Stark Enterprises always had like a space station.
Yeah.
But from the moment it was built... Like terrorists attacked it, and then it was filled with viruses, and then it was filled with, you know, nanotech, whatever. And he just went up there to clear it out one time. He just brought an acid. He built an acid cannon. So that's what the sprite of that is.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, that's a fun little fact.
Did he get his space station back?
Nah, all the acid burned through it.
I guess.
Yeah.
This is actually one that I want to play.
Oh, yes. Why don't you play it then? It's a free country.
No, I want to play it. I want to make a video of it.
Oh, I see. Let's do that.
I've talked about this before. I'm not going to bang on about it. Batman Returns on the Atari Lynx.
Oh, yes.
I want to sit there. I don't want to beat it like I did when I was a kid. It's four levels. It's incredibly difficult. You just got to keep running. Like, it's a scrolling side, you know, side-scrolling game. No, nothing but combat.
So this is going to be just me sitting on the couch next to you. Shouting abuse while you're trying to finish this.
Yes, exactly.
Great. Okay, I'm on board.
I'm happy to share. I'm not that kid who you go to his house and then he just makes you watch him play video games for 4 hours.
Yep.
But yeah, it's something that I really want to do again. So much so that I want to make sure that people know that I can do it. And I need that validation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So yeah, it was a pretty cool game for the time. But yeah, you can't stop. You don't stop and fight everybody because you'll die.
Right.
You just got to keep running.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. And you fight the Penguin, and he's in a big duck. Catwoman, and look, I don't want to spoil the ending, but it's pretty amazing.
There's a big duck.
No, there's you see Max Shrek. There's a digitized Christopher Walken.
Sure.
So it's...
Do you think that's the first and last time he's appeared in a video game?
That's a very good question.
Was he a villain in a James Bond game?
He was a villain in a James Bond movie, but I don't think he was in the game. No. You know what? The
Zorro.
Doran, yeah. The game Everything or Nothing.
Yes.
Which is the Pierce Brosnan, James Bond game, which is actually the one before From Russia with Love, which we talked about. The villain in that is Willem Dafoe.
Yep.
And he is like the protege of Zorin.
Interesting.
And there might be a photo of Christopher Walken in that game.
Solved. Mystery solved.
Do you remember Marvel Ultimate Alliance? Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
It's the worst.
Yep.
We hated it.
Yep. It was like going to work.
It was like going to work. We talked about it before. It was. We played it during that heat wave.
Uh-huh.
There was like a Justice League version of kind of this and Marvel version. And we ended up choosing the...
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Marvel version. And then basically what would happen, we were both on holidays. And it was like this week where every day was like 45 degrees Celsius. So I don't know what that is, Fahrenheit. Super hot.
200 degrees.
Yeah,
Fahrenheit.
Sure. And then Mason would walk over during the day in the heat, and he'd arrive at like 9:30, and we'd sit down and we'd slug through this game, and then there were multiple times when we were tricked to thinking it was the ending.
Yep.
And then it just would go for another like 10 hours. But the roster's great.
Yep.
Of characters.
The locations were good.
Yes.
I remember thinking.
Yeah.
Like, the ideas behind it were good.
Yeah.
At one point, you fight Galactus.
Yeah, and that's a good level.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good level.
Yeah, you go to Atlantis, you do all kinds of stuff. You go to Asgard, all kinds of...
Yeah.
But it just, mechanically, it was just so bad.
So, just boring.
Boring.
Just boring.
Mm-hmm.
And it
reached a point, like, it's one of those games where you could develop your characters and you gain, like, more and more powers and skills or whatever. But it was so unbalanced to, like, I reckon by about a third of the way through the game, if you've consistently kept one character,
yeah.
every time you just enter a room, you just mash all the buttons. And then again, Iron Man or whatever would just shoot out rays and lasers and missiles or whatever.
Yeah.
Clear the screen.
But I don't think it would happen instantaneously. I just reckon you'd just keep pressing it.
Yeah.
So you just have to keep mashing it in the same room until everyone. Because I remember you did Iron Man. I picked Johnny Storm because he could just stand at a distance with flames.
Uh-huh.
And then we just kind of did that for hours. And then at the end of each day, Mason would clock off and he'd walk home.
In the heat. It was still just, just towel off.
And then you go, see you tomorrow, I guess. Yeah. It was like going to work.
It really was.
I don't know why we finished that.
Maybe we should play it again.
No.
Really? Maybe it's not. See, that's the thing. Like, a lot of these games, there's the glow of kind of, like, there's that glow of nostalgia. And you go for your light, and you're like, oh, I remember we played that. It was so good or whatever. And you go back, and your expectations have ruined it. And it's just an average thing. Maybe this game is so, we remember it being so bad. We'll get to it. We'll play it. We'll be like, oh, this is average.
Yeah,
this is
nicely average. Best case scenario. But I think the reason we hated it so much is because we stuck with it. I think we should have, like, now I would not put up with that.
Yeah, true.
I'm just like, I don't have enough time for this. Not enough hours in the day.
Yeah.
Speaking of hours in the day, though.
I'm ready.
Do you remember when... do you remember Batman Returns and the Atari Lynx? No, sorry.
No, oh, God.
Do you remember I bought Mortal Kombat versus DC when that came out? And I remember when that was announced, I thought it was a joke. I'm like, is this a trick? Like,
yeah, because the trailer was... It was Batman. You see Batman fighting Sub-Zero and then falling down a cliff.
Yeah. And right. It's just like, what is happening? Yeah. Uh-huh. But that was really exciting. I was like, what a great mix. And they kind of, they toned down a lot of the Mortal Kombat-ness of it, which is okay.
The heroes only had brutalities.
They had brutalities, yeah.
Which is still.
Except like.
I don't want a fatality or a brutality foisted upon me in real life.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You know.
But I remember I called you and I was like, hey, I'm getting Mortal Kombat.
This is back in the day when people would call each other.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh.
And I was off work or I don't know, maybe I was studying or whatever. And I think you were working and I got calling sick for work. And you're like, nah, can't. I gotta go to work. And I'm like, I'm going to buy Mortal Kombat versus DC. And I remember you wrote me a text like that said, maybe I was texting you. You said, what are you, the devil? So you ended up taking the day off.
Yep.
You called in sick. You don't work there anymore. It's fine.
Yep.
And then we just played that. And it was awesome.
It's a solid game.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of fighting game I like because I understand it.
Right.
It's simple enough, which is why I also like Injustice. I haven't beat Injustice. I own it, but I haven't got around to beating it yet.
I've never played it. In playing Justice League Task Force,
yes.
I'm just going to go to like our local video game store or whatever and just buy a cheap copy of Injustice.
Yeah, you should.
Like now, cool. Like today, just to get the taste of Justice League Task Force out of my mouth and B, because I'm like, there's got to be a better way, you know?
No,
I want to see what a good DC fighting game is like.
Yeah, it plays like a Mortal Kombat game. Uh-huh. Well, it's pretty similar. It's a NetherRealm game, so
yeah.
It's pretty sick as
I've seen a lot of videos of people doing all the moves.
Sure.
So it looks pretty good. And I think now you can get like the... There's like an ultimate edition where you can get like, you know, you can be Superman, but you can also be Red Sun Superman, and you can be Bizarro Superman, you can be Black Lantern Superman.
And they put in like Lobo and a whole bunch of other characters. Mm-hmm. I think there's a complete Vita version, which I might get. Uh-huh. I'll be less inclined to play it for you on the Vita. I don't know, maybe I'll just play it in the car on the way to work.
Yeah, great.
But yeah, I want to go back and beat that.
Mm-hmm.
We got any more?
Well, there's so many more.
There is.
We might have to come back to this
at another point. I got a couple more. Have you got any others?
Just the Arkham games. Classics. Sure. So good.
Well, you did an episode on those.
We did, yeah.
I think it's like episode... Actually, I don't know what episode.
No.
It's an earlier one.
Sure is.
Like 8 or...
Don't go back.
No.
Don't go back and listen. Much like you shouldn't go back and play old video games, you shouldn't go back and listen to old podcasts about video games.
Definitely.
Don't do it.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever play Marvel Nemesis Rise of the Imperfects?
No, I remember it.
It wasn't a good... Like, it was a 3D kind of platforming sort of game where you run through and you can pick from a variety of Marvel characters, like a pretty big roster, and you beat up a whole bunch of guys and whatever. And it wasn't a great... That part of it wasn't good, and I never really played a lot of it. But I went to a friend's house, and he was playing it, and we played that game, but you can do it in, like, an arena. So you'll just be on a rooftop, you pick a character each, and you just pit them against each other. So you're in this... Kind of 3D, you know, you're in like a 3D kind of box, and you just go at each other.
Yep.
So, you know, Magneto will fight whoever, like Wolverine or probably not, that wouldn't go well.
But, Iron Man wouldn't go well.
No, but like it was like in the little touches, like if you were a bigger character like the Thing, you could pick up a big heavy fridge or whatever.
That's right,
and
yeah.
Throw it. But if you were Magneto, you'd see that he wouldn't actually touch it when he picked it up. He'd hold his hand over his head, and there'd be a gap between.
Yeah, that's fine.
That
yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So I remember that part of that game being fun, but by all accounts, apparently that's not a great game.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, there was another one that we hopefully will do a video on, which is Captain America and the Avengers.
Yes.
The arcade version. I want to play the arcade version. I'm not playing the Super Nintendo version because it was rubbish. I have no interest in that.
I don't know how I'm going to even get that working.
We'll make it happen. I'll make it happen.
Can you look into that legitimately?
Okay, yes.
Because I would love to do that.
Because that was, again, side-scroller. We were talking about the Marvel side-scrollers. Yep. Classic one. Captain America, Iron Man, Vision, Hawkeye.
Yep.
Walking along the streets, you're smashing people.
Because in the Super Nintendo version, you only pick the three characters. It's Iron Man, Captain America, Hawkeye, and they play identical.
Yep.
They've all got a projectile, but it's exactly the same. Is it the same in the arcade one?
More or less, but I mean, you know.
There's a little bit more variety.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm absolutely up
but
for
find
that.
But you find a lot of classic villains.
Yeah.
You can pick up a vending machine and hit somebody with it. You know, it's all the
Does
greats.
It play like those Alien, Predator, whatever? Is it all like, that?
It's a lot simpler, but it is.
It's before that, isn't it?
It's much before.
It's like 91 or...
something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Cool as. I'd love to play that.
Mm-hmm.
I think
villain's the Red Skull, which is... Isn't that quaint? That he's the Red Skull.
Just the Red Skull?
Oh, well, there's a lot of other supporting
there's
villains.
There's a Tornado Man or whatever, isn't there?
There are whirlwinds in it, sure.
Yeah.
Name a villain, I'll tell you if he's in it.
Loki.
Can't remember.
The Joker.
No.
Fight him at the end?
Oh, yeah. You throw him into a vat of acid.
After the driving level.
Yeah. You throw him off a cathedral into a vat of acid.
Okay. So, yeah. It's a pretty big roster there. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll play the Super Nintendo version of that.
No.
I can get that working.
I don't want that version. Don't toy with me.
If we can't get the arcade version working.
Yes.
It's not about getting it working. It's about being able to record it.
Oh, I see.
That's the tricky part.
Uh-huh.
Will you play the Super Nintendo one?
Fine.
Yes. God. All right, there's two more I want to talk about quickly. They're both terrible Superman games.
Okay,
Superman 64 and Superman Returns.
Oh, yes.
They're both terrible in their own ways.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to just revisit Superman 64 just to see what's the deal there.
Uh-huh.
It's a terrible game.
Great.
It's a really terrible game. And Superman 64, good flying mechanic, terrible game.
Okay.
You fight a tornado at the end. Not a joke.
Great. Hang on, which one?
Superman Returns.
Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't even fight a tornado at the end of the movie. He fights a big rock. Why couldn't you do that? Why couldn't it be a quick time event where you keep mashing buttons until you've lifted the big rock into space?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
I wish I had all
what
the
else
answers.
Do you fight in Superman Returns?
I think you fight Metallo.
Okay.
Sort of.
Great.
I think you fight like dragons from another dimension, and some of them are resistant to freeze breath, so you have to use your heat vision.
Great.
I think you fight Bizarro? No, I think you can play as Bizarro.
It sounds kind of fun.
It's not good. Huh. But if you play as Bizarro, you get like, now you can smash as much of the city as you want because you die when the city gets smashed. That's
right. Yeah.
That's your life bar, the
Superman
city.
Superman can't die.
Yeah. Which is quite clever.
Mm.
Still not good.
No.
But Bizarro, you have to do damage to the city.
Right.
And then you get the most points. You know, it's a little kind of mini
game. And if the fire department put out all the fires, you die.
Yes.
That works.
But it's the city's so kind of solid and non-destructible that there's not a lot of damage you can do.
Right, okay.
And because the flying mechanic works great when you're just flying, but when you're trying to land or go towards something slowly and pick it up, it's very awkward.
Okay.
And I think that's why you can't make a good Superman game.
Mm.
Because getting that flying to landing to...
Yeah. Replicating... Well, we'll see when the Batman versus Superman tie-in game comes out. Get ready for mediocrity.
I don't think they're going to do it. They'll definitely be like a Infinity Blade style iPad version.
Definitely. But, a freemium one.
Yeah, but that's about the extent of it.
Ugh. Gross.
Gross indeed.
Mm.
Any others for you?
I haven't played this yet, but Saints Row 4 is apparently.
Oh, okay. Is that the one that's set in a video game or something? In a virtual
world? Yeah, it's set in a virtual world.
Yeah.
Because those games are...
Nonsense.
They went from like a GTA clone to just insanity very quickly.
Yeah.
Like in the third one, you've become the President of the United States. And you have to leap out of Air Force One, like in the first scene, and like fight people while you're like tumbling through the air to your death. Like it's that kind of game. But in the fourth one, aliens arrive and you get trapped in a virtual world and then you have superpowers. I've never played it, but it's I might get it maybe next week or something like that.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
PlayStation 3s or Xboxes?
Yeah, one of those. Yeah, 360.
All of those.
Yeah, it's on the previous generation, so yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's about it. Oh, I want to play Death or Return of Superman as well.
Well, you can't.
Okay, thanks.
Wait, is that would that be
Super Nintendo?
Great. Okay, we can play that.
Definitely.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's only one player though.
Ugh.
You can play as all the different Supermen from that comic.
Uh-huh, sure.
They all play exactly the same.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
So yeah, listeners, if you guys have any games you want us to play for that series, especially stuff we haven't mentioned here or we've never even heard of,
yeah,
I'd like to hear about them because I want to play them.
Especially if it's on a Nintendo, Super Nintendo emulator, because I can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. How about Aquaman Battle for Atlantis?
That one I've been looking at that I want to do, yeah.
It looks bad.
It looks the worst.
And if you look at the Wikipedia page, it says notable for... hang on. Where is it? The game is notable for its poor reception with players and critics.
That's what you want to be known for, isn't it?
Thanks, Lucky Chicken Studios, game developer.
What else have they done?
Who knows?
Can you click on that? Let me know.
I'll click on it. Fine. Looks like a lot of spin-offs. Hot Wheels Stunt Car Racer.
That's a good one.
Tonka Rescue Patrol.
That's another good one.
Yep. Casper Spirit Dimensions, where Casper goes to hell.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is a good one also.
Yeah.
Great.
Anyway, that looks really bad, so we should probably play that as well.
All right. Done. Easy done.
We got a lot of more games to get through, like another week maybe.
Boy, do we.
Yeah.
This video game series is going to be a nightmare.
No, it's going to be the best. We're going to have a good old time.
But yeah, they're going to, like I said, they're going to go on the regular YouTube channel, but you can get them early if we, and when we, like, it's not going to be that regular.
Uh-huh.
We probably do one every couple months, maybe.
Yeah, totally,
it just depends.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Or we take a day off and we do a whole bunch at once.
Yes.
And then you edit them for hours and hours.
It took so long.
I understand.
It's harder than I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be, I was like, I'll breeze through this, but. It's hard, you know, it's hard taking a whole lot of, like, an hour's footage and then cutting it right down and making it coherent.
Sure.
Kind of thing.
Easy fix, make them incoherent. Didn't think of that, did you?
I didn't. Mm-hmm. You're right. Well, you know what it's time for?
Oh, yes.
What are we reading?
Well, what we're going to read.
Yes.
Yep,
I'm doing a thing.
That's the theme, right?
Yeah, that's the
theme. Okay. What are you reading this week?
Well, I read part two of Batman Endgame. I mentioned this last week.
Uh-huh.
Where it's Batman against the Justice League in part one and then Superman in part two.
Uh-huh.
I found the Superman fight. It was really kind of awesome and intense.
Yep.
And then it kind of ends abruptly and it's kind of anticlimactic.
Right.
But that probably isn't even the best part of that comic.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a reveal at the end.
Oh, yes.
Which is quite exciting. So I'd say if you haven't been reading any of the new Batman, you could start with Batman Endgame Part 1 and Part 2, and it's pretty exciting. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's pretty good.
You've kind of spoiled it by saying there's something spoilery at the end, though.
Okay. There's nothing
notable at the end. It just never ends. it just fades off into nothing.
It's the Marvel Ultimate Alliance of games. You think it's the comics. You think it's the end, but...
Ugh. Great. That sounds really good. I'm going to track that down.
You should.
I am going to catch up on...
Game of Thrones?
No. Wrong. Why would I? I'm going to catch up on Arrow, Gotham, The Flash, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I've done that. I did it all.
How'd that go?
It was good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You recommended this. The mid-season break
is
in a couple of weeks. So we'll do an episode on that.
Uh-huh.
So we'll do... Well, I'll talk about Walking Dead because you don't watch it.
Yep, correct.
We'll do Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We'll do Arrow. We'll do Flash. Constantine, I haven't even looked at it at all.
Apparently, it's quite good or quite not good, depending on who you ask.
Baked Boone said it's not great. He said it's like one of the Supernatural brothers.
But I've also got no one to banter with.
Yeah. But I've heard it's...
And he doesn't have a car, so he has to take the bus everywhere.
That's it. But I've heard it's okay. I watched the pilot, and I thought it was okay.
Uh-huh. And I think he's... people after the pilot or something?
They did, I think, the main guy.
Uh-huh.
No, they didn't really. The girl.
Okay, right.
Yeah, they got rid of her, and I think they brought in an actual comic book character. They're finally twinned.
Like an actual animated character?
Yes.
Was it MC Scat Cat?
It was.
From the Opposites Attract video? Look that up, everyone. You're all too young.
But, what was I going to say? I can't remember.
Constantine.
Yeah, it's so... I can't believe they're finally twigged. They're like, oh, people actually want to see comic book characters. We don't just have to make up villains.
Yeah, we don't have to make up a weird stopgap character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give us... Like, you know, when they put Captain Cold in the Flash episode, that was really great.
Uh-huh.
Wentworth Miller did a really good job with that.
He's like one of the Supernatural brothers.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
I watch Supernatural. I keep up with Supernatural. Uh-huh. I like it a lot.
Great.
Probably more than
still
I should.
Still going, isn't it?
Still going, yeah. Uh-huh. It ebbs and flows with quality of episodes.
Yep.
It gets very meta at times, which can be good or kind of jarring and painful. But
yes,
in general, the two guys that carry that show, I find them very endearing.
Are they phoning it in?
I don't think so. Okay, no, good. I don't feel that way. Yeah.
Is there a supernatural video game?
No, there's an animated series.
All right, okay. It's not really what we're talking about today, though, is it?
I don't know why I brought it up, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, so we're both reading things, aren't we?
We're reading and watching things.
Yeah.
We've done it again.
There was something...
We've barely scraped through on this premise of this segment we have.
All right, got some letters now.
Oh, yes.
Let's get into it. Hey, guys. Thought you'd like this story.
Hey.
This is from CJ Sharp, the official Mrs. Doubtfire of the podcast.
Love it.
He's written in before. My friend dragged me to see an early screening of Cloverfield. This is just recently. Not really.
Okay.
When it came out. And instead of me celebrating my 21st birthday, that's rough. I went, not looking forward to it at all. When we got out of that terrible movie, well, he doesn't like it. He's on my page.
Correct.
You love it, though.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
I enjoyed it when I saw it.
Okay,
I
haven't seen it again, though. When I came out of it, I saw a lot of people waiting to see it after us. I then saw a moment to upset the masses waiting in line.
Oh, here we go.
Recalling, spoiler alert as well, recalling the monster mystery by leaving the theater shouting, "It's a turtle, a giant turtle." People were pissed. There isn't enough room in this email to list the obscenities I heard that night, but who cares? So yeah, and also he said, after seeing him play an insane character in 12 Years a Slave, thoughts on Michael Fassbender playing the Joker?
I'm on board with that.
Me too, yeah.
Has that been floated as an idea before?
I don't
before?
Think so.
Never,
no.
Okay, yeah.
CJ Sharp is a pioneer of both spoiling movies and suggesting...
casting for movies.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Cool. Have you ever spoiled a movie for somebody on purpose?
No.
Me neither. No. I've done it on this show, I'm sure, multiple times.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, we've definitely done it here, yeah. Because we've forgotten to say spoiler alert.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
I don't know, what's the decorum now for spoilers?
Like, I think it's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, because some people will be like, oh, you know, Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
Yeah.
And then somebody will be like, oh, I haven't seen... It's been a decade,
it's 15
right?
years.
Yeah,
it exactly. was 1999 that movie came out or something. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Man. So yeah, you're saying it's 2 weeks.
I think it's 2 weeks, yeah.
Really?
Yep. Two weeks, close your eyes, shut your ears.
Okay.
Because if I haven't seen something and somebody's talking about it, I'll just leave. Or I'll be like, oh, sorry, and I'll bugger off. Like, But I find as well, like...
I mean in casual conversation, though. Like, if we're talking about movies, if we're in a group and we're talking about movies that we've seen, you're saying you would just casually spoil a movie that's been out for 2 weeks?
No, I wouldn't. No, right. But I think you can't complain if it's after 2 weeks. That's what I think. I don't think you should go out of your way to spoil things for people.
Right.
But I think if it's been 2 weeks, then that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I'm not saying that we're going to spoil a bunch of stuff here, because we try not, even though, like I said, we do.
Yep.
I try not to, generally. But we don't really get a lot of complaints about that.
What do we get complaints about?
Just general personas.
Oh, yeah, that we're irritating. Yeah, and we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'll cop to that.
Sure. That Hulk versus Superman video, I don't know if you saw it. I put it up where you explain why the Hulk is stronger. There's not a stronger Superman.
Oh, yes?
You should read the comments on that.
Maybe I won't.
But the thing is as well, versus a scenario like that, whatever you think, it's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
This is my opinion.
Yeah, that's right.
That's correct, obviously.
Yes.
Ha ha.
This is from Leonardo from Venezuela. I have a question. When I was younger, I didn't read a lot of DC or Marvel comic books. You were going to say something? You look like you're going to say something.
No, that we're done.
Okay. I grew up watching those cartoons, specifically the Justice League cartoon from 2001. Because of this, I used to think John Stewart was the only Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my first reaction when I found out Ryan Reynolds would be Green Lantern was WTF, how dare they whitewash Green Lantern?
Hmm.
I actually didn't watch that movie because of this, and since everybody refuses to talk about it, I think I made the right call. I discovered Hal Jordan, who Hal Jordan was
spoiler in... Spoiler alert, he fights a giant yellow fog.
Yes. That would make a great video game.
Mm.
I discovered who Hal Jordan was in 2012 and thought he was a prick. It was not my intention to offend anyone, but I just don't like him. Now, you've said that before about Hal Jordan, not that he's kind of boring, is that right? Was that you who said that?
I think so. Hmm. Or possibly I have.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was somebody else.
He has been boring in the past. He's often. I mean, it's all down to the writing. He is not inherently boring because he's not real.
Yeah.
But people have, I'm sure, written him as incredibly boring and white bread or, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The point is, I'd much rather see John Stewart than Hal Jordan in the Justice League movie and the Green Lantern reboot. I think it would give people a fresh start after that other movie. Would you like to see John Stewart or would you like to see someone else? And do you think it could happen? Keep in mind, it probably won't happen. Thanks for the show. Keep up the good work. P.S. Hal Jordan is a prick. Who would you rather see? Hal Jordan or John Stewart?
Good question. Have they done any casting on it at all?
No. I think you got to look at it as well, the cast that they've already got. Because they've got Cyborg, do you think they then won't use John Stewart? Because they're both black. And I get the feeling... So I know you don't see Carla, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly, thank you.
But I feel like as well,
yeah.
I think I'd rather see John Stewart.
Just
to separate that clearly from that Hal Jordan movie.
I reckon if we get a Hal Jordan, I want it to be old Hal Jordan. Like I want the white at the temples.
Okay, sure.
I don't want Ryan Reynolds. Because we've seen Ryan Reynolds' cocky hotshot Hal Jordan. I want to see like old hotshot.
Okay, you know,
kind of like he was a hotshot in his younger days.
Yeah.
And now he's seen some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's kind
of... So he's still a little bit of a hotshot.
Yeah, yeah,
but he's a little bit grizzled.
Now he's also an old shot. You know? Yeah.
You want to see Harrison Ford turn up in a Green Lantern, CGI Green Lantern costume.
Yep, definitely. Yep.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. I think, like you said, though, it depends how they write the character.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting regardless, but I don't know. I think I prefer John Stewart, but whatever. Okay, yeah.
Good.
Whatever. You?
We just had that conversation literally a second ago.
All right, this is from Tom, the official Jake Chisel.
Oh, yes.
Hey, guys. Firstly, feel free to use this on the podcast if you want or not.
Don't worry
whatever.
About it. Don't worry about it.
I wasn't sure what was the best way to reach you, so I'm giving it a try on the old emails. I just want to say great... I just want to say great podcast. I have a question for you guys. How do you feel about the recent... Oh, you don't know this.
Uh-oh.
There's
Spoiler alert.
Recent return.
Has it been 2 weeks?
No.
Oh.
It's not a massive
spoiler. All right,
spoiler.
Tell me anyway.
The recent return of Jake Chisel on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after being Jake Fuzzy Wuzz.
Oh, yes. He's been re-chiseled.
Yeah. Are you for it or against it with every fiber of your being? Thanks a lot. Tom, P.S., I'm from New York and your New York accents are spot on.
Thank you.
Finally.
Finally. Somebody's... Yeah, good.
So you haven't seen this.
So, for those who have not listened to this podcast before, and why are you starting here? Who knows? Agent Ward. Ward. There we go.
Yeah.
We call him Jake Chisel.
It's really good at the moment.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Look, I've liked the couple of episodes I've gone back with. Yeah. So, yeah. We call him Jake Chisel because he was so chiseled.
And
then
generic.
He grew a beard. Now he's Jake Fuzzy Wuzz.
Yeah.
Now he's been chiseled again.
Yeah. He's re-chiseled.
Okay. Is he back on the team?
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, right.
But 2 weeks, I'll spoil the hell out of it.
Okay.
But whatever happens, he's now chiseled again.
Oh, I see. Yeah, interesting.
He's still got it.
Oh, yeah.
If you're worried that jawline was slipping.
Yeah.
Worry not.
Okay, good. I'm not worried.
So you're cool with it?
Are you cool with it?
See, yeah, I am. Know. I was happy to say it.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I prefer the name Jake Chisel to Jake Fuzzy Wuzz, to be honest.
Correct, yes.
So, yeah.
Love it.
Thank you, Tom.
I'll let you know next week.
Sure.
Or the week after.
Yeah, next week's Hunger Games.
Oh, okay, well, all right.
Do you reckon anyone will listen to that?
Yeah.
Have we got a lot of Hunger Games fans listening to this show? Do we like the Hunger Games?
I kind of like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, we like the last. We did one on last year. We did a podcast. We've been on
Philip
this like
Seymour
over
Hoffman
a year
rest
now.
In peace.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm looking forward to him, Philip Seymour Hoffman ring.
Absolutely.
Hoffman ring.
We've been doing this podcast so long that I think this is the first time that we've reviewed or talked about the second of a movie in a series.
Uh-huh.
Or it will be next week.
Huh.
There you go. We're vets.
We are vets. We're grizzled hotshots, Hal Jordan style.
All right. This is from Thomas Winsky. I'm in the process of writing my first novel. It features a character who acquires the ability to mentally control the speed of time, which has always been my dream power. That would be cool. However, he acquired it illegitimately from an accident line of heirs who have protected a village with this power.
All right, spoiler alerts.
Details not necessary here. I know, I probably should have read that out. But basically, he intends to have two characters named Meso and James, aka Mr. Sunday, and he wants to leave it to us at this stage to decide if they will support my lead character or they'll thwart his good intentions.
Oh.
Are there any specific traits, events, catchphrases you would like to have? I don't want to ruin your story.
Yeah, I feel, don't let us interact with, I like to observe. I don't want to spoil anybody's kind of narrative, you know.
You don't want this to become too big a podcast where you're directly influencing Ryan Reynolds movie choices?
Exactly, precisely. Can my catchphrase be, hey, nice mental control of time, you dickhead. Did you get it at the dickhead store? Did you get a staff discount? Because that's where you work. Ha 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 ha.
And my catchphrase will be standing next to you going, yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, good. But we fully support that character.
Absolutely, we do. Yeah. Or if you want to take a twist on it. Maybe you think we do and then we don't.
Oh.
Whatever you want, man.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
It's an honor to be nominated.
It is. This next bit, actually.
That's exciting.
It is, right? This next bit is fully designed to cause tension between you two.
I'm ready.
He's got something to say here. I never noticed, but he's pointed this out. He noticed that Mason always gets a last buy at the end of the episodes. Why is that, Mr. Sunday?
I have noticed that.
You son of a bitch. Yeah, I didn't notice.
I slip it right in there. I've noticed.
I'm cool with it. I started off. That's fine.
Yeah,
it all works out.
Yeah. It's like how we do fights in real life. Like if we're in a bar or something, you'll start it and I'll bloody finish it. You know what I mean? Yeah. FYI, please stop starting fights.
Yes.
I hate having to finish them all the time.
Also, what's the name? Is our fiance the official Weekly Planet Chooch? Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. It's probably some kind of nickname.
Sure.
Or it's derogatory. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm glad we said it, though.
Yeah, he's from Scotland. Maybe that's like a bad word in Scottish land.
I think it's Scottish like a sheep's stomach.
Yes.
And it's filled with its own organs and like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Boil it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
do you do with it? Like peg it at cars.
Yeah, you peg it at cars. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cheers, guys. P.S. Condolences on your recent loss, James. Oh, thank you to those people sending some nice stuff.
Oh, that's
so I
nice.
Appreciate it. Yeah. He goes, I've lost some family members this year too. It really sucks. And PPS, shut up, Mason.
Yeah.
But then he's got smiley face.
He's
okay. All right. This is the last letter.
Of all time. Stationery's been made illegal.
That's right.
Emails, illegal.
This is from John.
Snapchat's okay.
Snapchat's fine. John Harmon. I'm a huge action figure collector. And I sometimes look back on action figures that were never were. These were either action figures that were never made or shown off in prototype form that I got excited for, but ultimately never saw the release. What's an action figure or action figure accessory you or Mason always wanted growing up?
I always wanted an RC. Transformers movie. RC was the girl character. She was pink.
Yeah, I know her.
She turned into a pink
Why
car.
Didn't you get it?
There wasn't one. They never made one. They made an action figure for every character in that.
Except
the girl Transformer. And Unicron, but that he was giant, so that's, really.
I think they've...
And they've since made an RC. Like, they've made several versions.
And you bought several of them.
Oh, I haven't bought any of them, because they're not the one that I want. The one that I want.
So you want the fictional RC from the 80s that they never made?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because they got like, they made, because the Transformers movie was like just, it was a clearinghouse for all the old characters.
Yeah.
They killed all the other ones.
Yeah.
Because they were like, well, people already, all the kids already have them.
They have an Optimus Prime.
They can't buy them anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, we know now that people will just buy new versions of them forever.
Yes.
So like, we'll just clear them out. We will, you know, introduce these new characters. Springer, Cup, Hot Rod, Blur, right? I got all of those. All of them. RC, there she is. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet vehicle mode.
Yeah.
No action figure ever.
Annoying. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it's like meant to be.
How do you mean?
Like they meant to do it on purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they didn't think it would sell any toys.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Cool.
You'd think it would, though. Because, I mean, of course girls watched Transformers back in the day. They loved it.
Yeah. You don't know that. You don't know any girls.
Yeah, true.
I always wanted the turtle blimp. You
had
that.
I had the turtle blimp,
you did. Yeah. But
I might even still have it somewhere. Do you want it? It'll cost you.
I don't want it.
Okay. No,
where am I going to put it? I guess next to my other turtle blimp.
Yeah, totally. You've since gone insane and bought every turtle blimp available. Like, you have an eBay alert, and every time a turtle blimp, you just buy it.
I'm not a big... I don't have a lot of space to put stuff and whatevs. I got enough.
In the future, you'll be like the old man from Up, but with turtle blimps. You'll lift your house with turtle blimps.
I'm not a big collector. Like, I like action figures, and if I go to a Kmart or whatever, I'll go and I'll look through and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing in particular that I think I really... feel the urge to go and buy.
Uh-huh.
I've always kind of... Well, I'd love to have like a sweet Daredevil statue.
Yep.
Because I like the look of that character and I like Daredevil. And then I got my eye on a couple, but I don't know whether I'll actually... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't...
I'm not really a collector of stuff anymore.
Yeah.
But I am glad that it's all out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that somebody has,
I love
every version of He-Man or whatever.
Absolutely. I love seeing that, all that stuff. Like, a guy I know who's got like a whole lot of like Assassin's Creed, like like figurines and whatever. And it's I would never buy them, but they look amazing. And I just love going through and looking at people's collections and that. But I can't be bothered keeping it myself.
Totally.
Yeah. Also wanted to announce himself as the official action figure customizer of the podcast. If you're not familiar with it, it involves taking pieces of action figures and rearranging them to something else, often involving sculpting and painting to complete the project. His latest one is Batman 89. I looked at it; it's pretty sweet.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, and he's at Mint Condition Studios if people want to check out his work. John Harmon, Mint Condition Studios.
Love it.
There you go. So, way to sneak in a little plug for your company, John. I mean,
you could have cut that out. You have the power to
not read that. I know, but it was a nice email.
Yeah, absolutely. Like dude.
So, yeah. That's great, John. And good luck. And get me that goddamn turtle blimp, John. Customize it. I want real size. Customize that.
Wow. That's...
How did they hide that turtle blimp? How do you get that into the sewer without anybody noticing? That's what I'm saying.
It's a good point. And where did they get all the hydrogen?
Donatello.
Good point, yeah. Oh, they probably used methane. Is that lighter than air? It's probably not.
It'd have to
certainly
be.
Flammable.
Certainly. Yeah. Absolutely. All right.
Great.
Also, I promised Atlas Shrugged on Twitter, ATLSSHRUGD, a shout out.
Uh-huh.
So, shout out, Atlas.
Fantastic, you did it. Good.
Yeah, that's the show for this week.
Love it.
Thank you to The Brute and the Basilisk for the theme songs.
Yes.
We're big fans of the theme songs.
Very much so.
So, that's pretty good.
Where can they find us? On the internet, they can find us. What? Let me finish. WeeklyPlanetPod at Gmail and on Facebook and on Twitter.
You pointed at me, so I thought you wanted me to say it.
Oh, no.
Oh, that you being like, stop.
Yep.
Don't.
Yep.
You can also find me at Mr. Sunday Movies.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
And our Patreon as well at Patreon/Mr. Sunday Movies.
MrSundayMovies.com will be up at some point, right?
Yeah, I'm getting around to it.
Okay.
That's kind
don't
of
go there now.
That's on hold at the moment.
There's probably like an under construction banner there.
There is. Nothing
little
there.
Little man digging.
Little man. No, there's nothing. No, it's just text.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Pretty good.
That's the show, though. Next week, Hunger Games. Week after that, the TV shows. Week after that.
Yes.
Hunger Games again.
We're going to do it again. Let's watch them back to back and then we'll read the books live.
Please.
Yeah.
Have you read those books?
No.
Yeah. No, they're okay.
Okay, good.
I think that's it. Yeah. Thank you to everybody for support and everything. And
absolutely.
Just good times. Have a great week. Bye, everybody.
Grab that gem. Bye. Ha. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.